Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. A bitch is quit the shit. Still that anti-hater music. Tired of telling y'all about this. But I got one simple question, because y'all ladies got me twisted. We're gonna air this shit out right now, and we're going to put it out there like this, all right? Got one question. You got to make a choice, girl, what it's going to be.
I'm only fucking with
O.D.D.
Don't fuck with O.D.D.
You got to make a choice, girl, what it's going to be.
I'm only fucking with O.D.D.
The life of ODB ain't no luxurious journey. Shit, I should be dead already in the back on the gurney. On the search for glory. But to get it, gotta go to war. I've been fighting since a kid. These niggas out of pot and trying to get what I got. It ain't a lot, but try to take it and you will get popped. Real quick, like a soda can. I'm at it, I don't give a damn. Y'all will never understand. Something like the sun and sand. Smoking on green eggs and ham, but any plan I execute. Any bitch a nigga stepping to me wrong. Falling with no parachute. Smoking just to stay high. I make West mad.
Why? I wanna be the bad guy.
But that isn't me, 40B. AKA Mr. Bitch. If you talking shit, they fucking with it. The slogan say it all day. I call a bitch, turn around and walk away.
You gotta make a choice, girl, what it's gonna be.
Alright, so far, what do you think?
Listen,
what do you think to what's going on?
I'm only fucking with ODB.
Okay, right. Maybe you might change your mind after this. Listen, like to talk slick, I'm a wall made of brick. They be acting like police interrogate. Calm down, lower tones, working with a short fuse. And when it comes to attitude, I never lose. I'd rather turn my back. Don't know how to act, thinking I'm a slave to the pussy. Never that.
I'm a whole bitch.
What I got's incredible. Dick running this, knocking pussy off a pedestal. Puffing on some medical, these bitches really working nerve. Getting crazy with their words, cussing, acting absurd. I just observe all their craziness and laziness. I want a girl that's all mine, not a baby mama, bitch. Hunting for them dollar signs. So you ain't getting mine, and if you're making more than me, but don't get out of line. Yeah, I wanna see you shine, never will I hate that. But even rich bitches get smacked out of here, trash. You gotta make a choice, girl, what it's gonna be.
Are you sure that you wanna fuck with me?
What you really know what you're getting into?
I'm only fucking with ODB.
Don't say I didn't warn you. Don't say
when
I
you look at me, what do you see? A nigga going hard for his. I made it up to 31, no jail time or any kids. I want a mini me, a itty bitty, 40B. But who am I kidding? None of you bitches wanna marry me. It's just a lost dream, so fuck it then. Let's carry on. You wanna yell and scream, okay, I'm gonna go and write a song. Sticky, I'm still puffing on. I'll take a hit on any verse. Almost took a swing, but I should've, cause you swung first. I could've did it, bitch. The dagger, bitch, is 40B. Witty gang, I represent. Captain never save a bitch. Let her drown. I ain't never playing. I'm a big boy. I fuck around, then I'm heading. The only place I call home. Caught a bitch in two with it, singing on the ringtone. She must have heard of us and said that she want all of us. You ain't a what? When we finish here, I hit her up.
You gotta make a choice, girl. What it's gonna be?
It's decision time.
It really is.
But when you decide,
really is.
Back it up.
I'm only fucking with ODB.
All right, now that you done said it, you in it.
Full
life. Bitches quit to snitch. I don't want a girl that does that. You power 106, bitch. When I'm in the streets, bending corners, she be
right there.
When I'm in the lobby and look over, she be
right there.
Now I'm getting scared. I ain't scared of death. Before we get mad, I'm making bitches say
he's
putting bitches to the test. So listen up, I'm teaching class. Fucking doesn't mean you pass, that's a F. Better choose another pack, cause over here it isn't working. Thinking I'ma give her what she want because her booty twerking. Cause it ain't that important. Tell me, bitch, what else you got? You pretty with a booty and a pussy.
Not a lie.
I take it down and get it back. That's a wrap. Double legs, hell yeah, I'm high. Can't you tell by the way I smell? I got a new shoddy ready for my first body. There's nobody left. I be with it, killing everybody.
You gotta make a choice, girl, what it's gonna be.
Alright, the song's over now. This is your last chance. This is your last chance.
I'm only fucking with ODB.
Alright, that's
it's
it.
On then. Let's make
good.
It happen.
It's over.
You gotta make a choice, girl, what it's gonna be.
I'm only fucking with ODB.
You're tuned in to West Coast Wednesday, Hump Nights on Bangar Radio, with the Dagger and Queen B, slowing it down a little for the ladies, talking about adult matters and topics so we can see how freaky some of y'all really are. So put the kids to bed, pour a drink, roll up, and bang out with us from 9 p.m. to 11, every Hump Night.
It's Lady Cam. It's Lady
West Coast Wednesdays. Hump Night on Bango Radio with the Dagger,
Dagger
and Queen
D.
This beer girl,
me is so real.
And you know I'm
feeling
freaky. So I'ma let Dagger play that song. And we gon' get freaky.
We gon' get freaky tonight, baby.
Ooh, yeah.
Y'all check it out, it's your girl Miss Bossy coming at you from Anchorage, Alaska, repping at 907. You listen to Hump Nights with my West Coast homies Dagger and Queen V, baby, pay attention.
What's happening, y'all? West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, in full effect here on Bang Out Radio. You want to call in? Wait, I got to try to get shit going on. Damn it. Having trouble with the phone lines right now. But yeah, if you want to call in, oh, shit. This is it. Hold on. Crazy. Hold on. We back. What was I saying? West Coast Wednesdays. Hump Nights. Dagger. Queen. Hold on. I'm trying to get things situated here. I am in motion. Man, here we go. Queen, you good?
Yeah, I'm in motion. Also on my way back to the house right now. Hi guys, how you guys doing tonight?
That's good. Handling business as always. Starts out with a shot to the boss lady, Professor Shay, because yeah, without her dread bang out radio, we wouldn't have nothing going on here anyway. So thank you, boss lady, for allowing things to keep things moving and pushing. All independent artists, keep doing what y'all doing, keep sending in your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Or you can send it to my co-host, Queen. Queen, let them know where they can send it.
You can send it to queenvvee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenvvee1991@gmail.com.
Of course, last but not least, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show again. Just for me, just for my clothes, just for anything we got going on over here. Because, again, we try to keep it 1,000% at all times. You never know what you may hear. You never know who's listening. You never know what may happen. But we here. All right? So it is Hump Nights. We're going to try to kick it back and relax for y'all tonight. And I got a new beauty of the week supposed to check in tonight. So hopefully she'll be on time. So, it's one of them kind of nights. We'll see how it goes. West Coast today, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen, 661-621-7559. Holla at us. We'll be right back.
Break my chains down.
Give me that cake.
little Benny Hunters on my tummy. Don't take me for no dummy, bitch, I'm older and I'm wiser. Say I'm almost 29, but I'm active like a tiger.
Wow.
Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, where he find that swag? Mister went from riding buses, now he throw it in a bag. Goddamn, goddamn, boy, he going ham.
Yeah.
She think I'm super fussy, like you cooler than a fan.
Cool.
Yes, I am, and I can't hold you up.
Nah.
Left the dealership from putting sixes on my truck. Pull up and what the fuck?
Fuck.
I got it going on. Can't decide and get saying she keep blowing up my phone.
Ow.
I can't leave this girl alone. She the topic of my song.
Yeah.
Shout it bad as fuck, but that head is showing out. Black snake moan, keep my bitches chained up. Like a prostitution ring, get the money game up, bitch.
Give me that chain, give me that chain, give me that chain, give me that chain.
Hold up, give me time, let me break these chains down. Girl, hold up, you gon' let me break my chains down.
Give me that chain, give me that chain, give me that chain, give me that chain.
Hold up, give me time, let me break these chains down. Girl, hold up, you gon' let me break my chains down.
Patron, I'm in my zone, figure it, fuck it, and fuck it, and figure it till you come. Big dick slayer, that's me, I'ma go all night until you weaken your knees. I make your toes curl, make your eyes roll back, whack to that, slap to that. Do you like that? Deep stroke, short stroke, do you want more? Do you like it fast or do you want it slow? I could be your Romeo and you my Juliet when it comes to sex, girl, you know I need a wig. Got me dug in deep, run eyes, baby, we in between the seats, so sexy and thick, you so unique. I'm an energizer bunny, girl, you know I'm a freak. I'm a hands-on worker, so I beat the walls down. Don't eat pussy, but it still go down. I'ma beat it, I'ma beat it, I'ma beat it all around. So I beat the walls down. Call me Mike Jones, cause I had to say it twice. If it don't feel wrong, then it must feel right. Sexing all day and throughout the night. I'm in between the legs, my performance is nice. Hit her with the daddy stroke, but she wants the flares. Hands on the head, cause my shit the best. Had to jump out, cause she want the red. All up in the stomach on my way to her. Cheers.
What you doing?
If it don't feel wrong,
then I'ma get right to it.
The very first time that I heard your voice, lip gloss looking moist, having fantasies that you would see demanding me, never demanding me, and I would be your choice. And again, how could I not be? I got plans to put wet bands on your hands, so sparkly and rocky. And I ain't trying to sound conceited or cocky, to put a sipper to your baby girl, you got me. Listen to a thug, I could be down with all the kisses and the hugs, prisoner of love, in a position with ambition to go evaluate my mission, looking for my one and only, and I'm wishing it was us that can be together forever, no matter the weather, struggle to bubble and get the cheddar up for the both of us. And in my time of need, instead of hitting the weed, I want you to be the only one I can approach and touch. No lie, you can't shine with no guy, so don't be acting shy like you don't know why. I just wanted to let you know that you were so fly. Every time that I see you, I get UFO high. So tell me what it is. Can a nigga give you the biz? And one day be happily married with kids? One too many cracks in my heart and blow to the rib for me to show any fear, so I don't show any tears. And I mean what I say. This ain't just game that I'm spitting. I swear it ain't all about sex. The money ain't the issue, it ain't all about checks. But I'm done with my baby mama and on to the next. Still I'm feeling blessed, cause you an angel in my sight. And I wanna treat you right and hold it down, cause I'm needing love. And I can feel the sparks heating up. So be a part of my reality, cause you the one I'm dreaming of.
What you doing?
If it don't feel wrong,
then I'ma get right to it.
I got feelings for you. I got feelings for you. Deep down in my heart, I got feelings for you. I got feelings for you, you. Deep down in my heart, I got feelings for you.
It's cold in here. Kawhi must be in the building. Let my niggas roll the kush up. Let my niggas pour them drinks up. Cause we try to get fucked up. Your main bitch might get took, bro. Cause we in here. Got the money on deck. Got the kush on deck.
We in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Let them bitches know that we in here.
Got the money on deck.
Let them niggas know that we in here.
Everybody asks the same question, turn down for what? Me and my niggas turn, we don't give a fuck. Bottle at the bottom, them sparkles with the models. Your main bitch choosing, the money is the muscle. And we celebrate the hustle, cause a nigga getting paid. And the bitches on deck, so a nigga gon' get laid. And them bitches gon' love it, and you haters gon' hate. It's so wrong, but so let my niggas roll the kush up. Let my niggas pour them drinks up. Cause we try to get fucked up. Your main bitch might get took, bro. Cause we in here.
Got the money on deck. Got the cash on deck.
We in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Let them bitches know that we in here.
Got the money on deck.
Let them niggas know that we in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Cause we in here.
Ooh, little mama right there. She know she bad as fuck.
She eyeing me, I know I'm bound to fuck. She let me in it, she let me in it. And baby, I'm a treat, so I might just make it.
And we celebrate the hustle, cause a nigga getting paid. And the bitches on deck, so a nigga don't get laid. And my thugs up in this bitch, so you can catch a fade. So long, talking so wrong.
Let my niggas roll the kush up. Let my niggas pour them drinks up. Try to get fucked up. Your main bitch might get took, bro. Cause we in here.
Got the money on deck. Got the cash on deck.
We in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Let them bitches know that we in here.
Got the money on deck.
Let them niggas know that we in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Let my niggas roll the kush up. Let my niggas pour them drinks up. Cause we try to get fucked up. Your main bitch might get took, bro. Cause we in here.
Got the money on deck. Got the cash on deck.
We in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Let them bitches know that we in here.
Got the money on deck.
Let them niggas know that we in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Cause we in here.
We in here.
Rendezvous the first time, I'm waiting for your beautiful eyes.
The first time
All right, we are back. I'm trying to bring us back real quick. I was trying to, like,
and so, by dividing the weight and the girth of the penis by the angle or the, what do we call it again? The yaw of the shaft, what we finally get is the adjusted penis size, or TMI. Any questions so far? Yes, little girl over there.
What's a penis?
Oh, good question. The penis is the thing we're talking about that boys have that we're measuring. Okay, any other questions? Okay, so then let's move on to the example on your study sheet. How about you? Could you read the first example for the class? Example one, young lady. Please read the problem out loud.
Example one. Randy has a penis that is 4.4 inches in length.
4.4 inches?
Its angle is 32 degrees. Its flaccid girth is 1 inch in diameter. His balls are 7 centimeters from the base.
7 centimeters?
Randy notes that the drift of his penis is 4 centimeters to penis right, and its dead weight is 0.5 kilograms.
Great, and so divide by the 17, carry the 1, and we can see that Randy's adjusted penis size, or TMI, is 6.3 inches. Do we got that? Randy's length is 4.4 inches, but his adjusted length is 6.3. So how does our example person, Randy, compare to others on the TMI scale? By referring again to the TMI chart, we see that a TMI of 6.3 is 0.8 inches more than the national average.
What's cracking, y'all? We back. West Coast Wednesday. It's Hump Night. Hold on. Let's see if we can get things situated. Yeah, hold on. Come on. We good? Okay, Quinn, you good?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was trying to wait for the beauty, but she tonight called in. And so I'm a little under the influence. So I think I'm going to talk a little bit of shit real quick. I mean, is this bad if I talk shit about somebody? What if she calls in, right? Then I'm bad, but I'm wrong. If she calls in, right?
No.
I'm not talking shit.
But no.
Not in a bad way. I'm just simply saying, like, look, if you want to call in, 661-621-7500, press 1-9, allow me. But it comes to the beauty. I'm starting to realize certain things. Like, sometimes I fuck up. I admit when I fuck up. You know what I mean? I admit when I do fuck up. But other times, it's like, they everything. Oh, wait, Quinn, I'm sorry. Wherever you're at, you're loud. I hear your background, TV, whatever that is.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's better. Yeah, we're good. But, like, yeah. So, my thing is, I don't like when people go through an entire process or something, and then at the last minute just be like, okay, whatever. You know, this is what I mean. Like, it's real easy to be the beauty of the week. I mean, I do as I said. Hit me up, you know, hey, send me a couple of pictures, profile, bio, all these things, links and everything. Come through and holler at your boy. You know, it's easy. You know, there's nothing to this. But I guess it's just complicated for some people. And the only reason I'm saying something now on this specific one is because the person that I was supposed to call in, she hit me up like 15, 20 minutes ago. You know what I mean? On Facebook, like, what time you want me to call in? Like, literally. So I'm like, okay, well, call in about 5-10 minutes, like right now, you know, type shit. You know what I mean? And now I'm getting no response. She still ain't called in. It's like you just hit me talking about what time you want me to call in. If you know what I mean? Like, that didn't make no sense to me.
Yeah.
That right there don't make no sense.
And it's like
one of those things, it's just that, like, I mean, unless you just drop dead right now or something like that, which I don't think you did, I just don't understand it. You know, I like understanding things. Because, again, at the same time, and I like it, you know, I get kind of excited because sometimes the duties of the week be on my head. Like, you know, you didn't send me the link for the show so I could promote. You didn't give me this. You didn't give me that. You know what I mean? And so I'll be like, oh, shit, my bad. Let me get that to you so you can do what you got to do or whatever. You know what I mean? She was one of those type of people. She was hitting me up this morning, like, I didn't get the link. You know, I'm trying to promote for the show. You know, I see her tag herself on Facebook and everything and, you know, do. I'm like, oh, she getting a promote on and everything. You know what I mean? Just hit me right before the show, and then now you're not here. So, again, no, I'm not trying to be mean about it, and I don't know if any of her people are still here trying to wonder where she is. At the same time, I'm trying to wonder where she is. I'm wondering where she is, too. But at the same time, you know, the show must go on. But I just had to speak my piece real quick. No disrespect, no hate, no problems or anything. Like I said, we could reschedule for whatever happened. But I mean, you just hit me up talking about – you know, what time you want me to call in, and then that don't make sense to me. I'm just saying. So, sorry. But, I don't know. It's just, I don't know what I want to get into tonight, because I'm all over the board right now. I want to get to a little, hold on, what am I sipping on right now? I'm sipping on, it's some kind of daiquiri or something. Like, I don't know what's in it. I don't know what it is, but it was in the refrigerator, and I poured me a big old cup of it, and it's working for me. So that's what I'm sipping on right now. What you got, Queen?
I bought this big-ass gallon of UV vodka, and I'm about to kill the last little bit of it. So I went out to the store because we didn't have no juice in my house. So as the show was starting, I had to run out to the store real quick. That's what I was doing. So I could not drink this rubbing alcohol because that's what it is. It's cheap vodka. But it's doing its job right now. It's doing its job. I feel nice. Out of my Avengers cup.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Because I thought it was. But, but I don't know. I think I want to get on the trust issue maybe a little bit. But, I mean, trust is a delicate subject. Very delicate, you know. And hold on real quick. Got to get something real quick. Hey, can I get a packet of Spinnerettos? The original. Thank you. But I don't know. I'm trying to be more in a fun mood. I'm trying to think. Any good porn lately? Have I watched any weird porn lately?
I ain't watched no weird porn lately. I was watching porn last night, but I wasn't on no other shit. I was just trying to get myself to sleep last night because I was wide awake.
I just find myself down. I notice myself, like I said, I can't really. I have to be entertained in some sort of way when it comes to porn. I mean, just people having sex does not interest me. You know what I mean? And let me put it like this. I have to watch, like, amateur shit. I can't watch the professional, you know, done in the studio. Like, I need the motherfuckers with a handheld camera. You know what I mean? On their phones and shit. That's just,
it was
because I be thinking, like, this is really happening. This is somebody, these people are in somebody's stairwell. These people are on somebody's roof somewhere. Like, this shit really, like, for real, these are, like, real people. You know, it's not, it's like watching a movie, but it's like, you know, you see what I'm saying?
That's cool and everything, but, like, look, you know, because I was watching porn last night, right? And, like, yeah, it was the whole little studio thing, but, like, I don't know if they was a couple or what, but, like, he was so into it, and you could tell, like, I don't know if they was on something or whatever the case may have been, but, like, he was so into it. Like, you could tell that the intimacy between the two of them was there. Like, they were, you know, and that's what I like. Like, I like that real, like, yeah, you know, sometimes I like that hardcore stuff, but sometimes, you know, I like to see that the two people have kind of like an intimacy thing popping. Sometimes I'm into that mood where, like, and I don't know, maybe that's just my emotions and stuff, me being a female, but, like,
I want to see that beautiful shit. I mean, when it comes to porn, like I said, I think I'm on that complete ratchet shit. I'll be watching niggas wearing trains on bitches. I'll be watching. Yeah. I mean, that's just, I don't know, because I have to be entertained. I mean, the other shit is just boring. I mean, it's like you go to the movies to be entertained, right?
Right, but at the same time, I don't personally like watching bitches get ran trains on, because then in my head it's like, ew. Like, you just let all these niggas just sit there, like, you old dirty bitch. Like,
if you do a porn already, you just a nasty, dirty motherfucker. Anyway, you should be doing the nastiest. Because I'm that type of person. I'll be like this. Look, if you're going to be a hoe or whatever, it'd be the best hoe you can be. If you're going to be a porn star, you know what I mean, be the best fucking porn star in the world. You go out there and take all the dick. You know, you do everything. And I want to see it. I want to see you get degraded. I want to see how. Because that's what you out here for, right? That's what you chose to do. So get out there and get it. Like, if that's how you're going to get it. That's all I'll say.
I like relatable porn. I like sometimes, like, you know, me, I don't know, maybe that's the girly side of me, but, like, you know, I have, like, those little fantasies sometimes, like, okay, I never fucked a white boy before, so I'm going to watch this girl get fucked by a white boy and think about me fucking this white boy. Like, how would that feel? Okay.
See,
now that's whack. See, no, but see, I'm a girl in that sense when it comes to porn. Like, you know, I will watch the hardcore stuff, but I don't, you feel me? Like, no, like, if I want to get myself, like, yeah, I watched it for entertainment. I sat back and I watched that porn.
And you know, for me to
do what I want to do with it, yeah. You know, that's what I watch to get
another
what
problem
I
have when it comes. Another problem I have with porn also that goes into my trust issues as well is because, you know, I be finding these porns where it's like you're saying, like, these girls be sucking dick while talking on the phone to their boyfriends. You know, I be watching that shit, like, but it's like, yeah, mm-hmm. You know, I'm just weird like that. I don't know why.
No.
But bitches do this shit. You know what I mean?
That's
I had one of my ex bitches tell me she did that shit, but this is, but I watch this shit in a sense because I don't know why. Like I said, I'm really weird when it comes to shit, especially when it comes to, like, porn and shit like that, too. I don't know why I watch this shit. I don't know if it helps my trust issues, if it keeps fucking them up. But you'll be surprised. Go whatever little website you go to or whatever out there, porn, put this shit, like, or bitches that be fucking while they dudes on the phone, and she be sucking dick and then pausing, talking about, hold on, you know, and having a conversation. And I'm like, this nigga really don't hear this shit, do you? And it makes me think about shit that, you know, I don't know why. But
I mean, I guess.
But that shit is fucking crazy. Uh-oh, wait, hold on. Uh-oh, I think we got, is that her? She made it? Is that the beauty? Hold on, let me check. Good, good. She hit me up. Not bad. Come on, let's see. Okay. All right, Shelly, one second. We're going to get a Daggers double play, and then we're going to come right back with Daggers Beauty of the Week this week, all right? So let's do it live. Yes.
Watch out, I'm gonna do it.
Oh shit, here we go. The Dagger bitch. AKA 4DB with it. I just reached that point in my life, you know, I realized a lot of things. I realized a lot of things ain't gonna change, a lot of things ain't always be the same, no matter what I do, no matter how much I push forward, no matter how much haters try to come at me. I do it like this in 2013. You people think you know me, but you only know what I allow. Niggas love my lyrics and these bitches love my doggy style. Been here for a while, I've seen many things, many scenes. Seen some people shed tears, seen some die, heard you scream. No it ain't, I wish it was. This hell on earth is really real, that's why I keep on doing. Popping pills and bottles, gotta stay up, I can't let me down. The weed grew on real trees, I burned the rainforest down. See how people play around, so why you think I'm laughing at them? Lucky I ain't blapping, sent so many shots, they... I ain't no stupid nigga, never wanna pull the trigger. There are those that take your life so they can make their pockets bigger. Set you up and use a flipper, never see me pay a stripper. Why you looking at her booty, niggas rush the door and get you. That's what you get, niggas thinking what you did. Pumping up these bitches' heads, thirsty niggas make me sick. I make these bitches eat a brick for talking shit all out they neck. Getting mad at me because the county playing with the check. Take a step, you standing still, but when you do, you stepping back. On your back, a booty clapping. Letting traps and niggas falling victim to that pussy power. Got you paying by the hour, acting sweet but really sour. Look at you, you love a liar, going dummy for a bitch. Kissing on the same lips, she used to suck some other dick. Trust me though, I know the strike, not just once, happened twice. Said it all, lost it all. Yeah, right, love is just another word and bitches tell you anything. Your actions brought reactions, now a bitch ain't getting anything.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, they can't see.
Started on
this path alone. Eli with it, walking. My notebook is my Bible, and I'm blindly passing every test. I'm taking shots, I still progress. Success, I won't take nothing less. Done with all these feelings, cut the heart out of my own chest. Now I'm feeling better, and that's for whoever thought that they could tear me down and brought me so much stormy weather. But I'm the dagger, bitch, and ODB's a witted nigga. Mr. Big Ol' Booty Flipper, a.k.a. the way it has to be. These people have the audacity to try to play me like that bullshit music they download for Rhapsody. But I'm glad to see they like it, please. Dagger's gonna let them storm. They ask me to come back, I'll say, you had your chance, so step aside. Don't wanna have to run you over. My life is like a bullet train. The conductor is a weed smoker. Plus he ain't never sober. His hot spring is positive. Schwarzenegger with it.
Come with me if you want to live.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, smoke more weed.
Because they blind and they can't see.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, they can't see. ODB.
Yeah, this that anti-hater music right here, y'all already know. The Dagger, aka 4DB with it. And, you know, I don't know what to keep saying, what to keep doing, how to keep showing y'all how shit goes down out here. But, I'm gonna do what I have to do, I'm gonna do what I know I gotta do, alright? So, look. When I open my eyes, I know God has let me see another day. My life is burning, motherfuckers treat me like an ashtray. Ain't putting nothing past me, I got the skills and let them show. I work so hard to be the best, but won't nobody ever know. The way I kill the mic and show, the hoes that I be ducking, dodging family ties. The pain I felt was paralyzed. I learned to walk again, started wiggling my big toe. I'm on the loose and running wild, something like an animal. All I wanna do is eat, I smell the music and track. The only nigga dropping shit where people want a piece of that. Here you go, I got enough to serve the whole community. If people don't have loyalty, there will never be no unity. Wait, gotta take it back, loyalty don't mean shit. Hanging with the, fucking with the, where are the men of honor? A lot of stupid niggas, bitches sell they pussy and they feelings to the highest bidder. And I ain't paying for it, want a girl that got her own. You bitches on that kitty shit, but they don't ever listen. 4DB, they know I'm with it. Turn me up until you wanna fuck and then I might hit it. Bitches on my naughty list, and they ain't getting gifts. I couldn't tell, now you wanna deck my halls, try to make my jingles bell. Oh well, had the chance, now it's over, dead through. Now I do what Pac do, staring through my rear view. So many people left behind the choices that they chose to make. I'm too real to deal with fakes who's living every day to hate. Life is like a lemon day, line them up, strike them out. Find out what they really about, wear it out. But I don't take them out, I take them out. Got my weapon, bust my nut, then Nick Cage with it. I had to learn my lesson, see the game from different angles. Now I'm so off the chain, bitches call me West Side Rider with my heater and a dirty pro. And I ain't doing what I'm doing just so I can buy a hoe. Realizing people they ain't even trying, no more crying, I just stay, so I think I'm flying. I'm never coming down, I look around and say for what, all I see is, but up here I'm untouched. My tracks are, yeah, get with it, let me in, if you don't show respect then get to stepping in. That was a little Martin, I've seen a lot of shows, now Trayvon Martin got killed, they let the killer go. And then they wonder why I'd rather watch the Family Guy, cause when I'm off it, I'd rather laugh, you'd rather cry, check the news, somebody died, politicians tell them lies, I'd rather chill in South Park and shed a tear when Kenny died. Told you all, I'm rising high, step correct and step aside, I ain't scared of death, that doesn't mean I'm in a rush to die. Y'all niggas go ahead and all you bitches go and get it, everybody got a life and you the one that gotta live.
I don't know till I keep it going, until I just let it go. I wanna keep it
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday, Tom Night, Dagger Queen. You feel good?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you sound like you're back in motion.
No, I just have to go outside to grab a cigarette from my car.
Okay, so we good, we good. Okay, well, we got to get in the interview mode real quick. You ready? So I guess I talked her into existence real quick. Excuse me, man. It's an hour in, so you know we're pretty lit right about now. So you got to get the business call as possible. Dagger's News Beauty of the Week, Ms. Shelly DeLeon. Hello.
Hello.
What's up, sir? How are you doing?
Hi, how are you guys tonight?
Chilling, relaxing.
Yeah. Feeling a little
under the influence. Yeah, exactly. That part. How are you feeling tonight?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
We're good. Like I said, I thought you was about to cancel on me. You was about to hurt my feelings.
No, I wasn't going to cancel. I was, you know, trying to catch a little nuance.
Okay. Well, I know you can talk about yourself better than I can before I start shooting out my questions. But go ahead and let people know a little bit about who you are, you know, where you're from, all that kind of good shit. And then I'm going to hit you with a few things. So this is an interesting bio you sent over. So I'm gonna have to, you know, ask a few questions. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, my name is Shelly DeLeon. I was raised in California. I served 9 years in the service, the Navy. When I got out, I started modeling. I started a little late. I didn't think that, you know, at my age that I could start modeling, but I had a lot of offers. So I went on ahead and started doing, like, little shows and photo shoots and stuff like that. I'd say about me, I was crowned for a national title. So national Facebook
so
launch day right
so,
now.
Wait, Hello? So national is what? Is that, yeah, we hear you, but I'm just asking, so national, just so clear, is that like all of U.S. or like, how,
it's
a, or is it,
yeah,
how does that
it's
work?
A national title. So it's like a modeling contract / a beauty queen.
Okay.
And,
okay.
Yeah. September, we're going to showcase another competition. So I really wanted to kind of reach out and put the word out. It's in Hollywood, California, and it's a two-day competition.
Okay.
September 20th
okay.
and 21st. We're still looking. Huh?
I said, for sure, Hollywood, you coming to the city. We got to check that out, see what it do, come turn up with you and everything like that. Come support
Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
And so that's...
Well, we're still looking for new faces, so I'm still kind of in scouting mode. I have to scout, like, 2 more people on my behalf, so, yeah. It's a good opportunity.
Okay.
It's a good opportunity. I've been able to meet celebrities and do events, and it's a good way to put your face out there.
Shh. My bad, Joe.
No, okay, for sure. Well, well, let's dissect this little bio. Not a little. I mean, very in-depth. But now, born in St. Louis, correct? St. Louis, Missouri, and then came over, and then came to Southern California. Now, when did you make that move from St. Louis? Because St. Louis is cracking right now.
It's finally put on the map. But yeah, I was born in St. Louis, and my parents moved to California when I was a little girl, so yeah, I go back and I visit quite often. I actually just got back like a month ago before all this stuff happened, so.
Oh, you got out before all that shit was going on?
I got out just in time, yes, thank God.
Oh,
but, yeah.
Crazy.
St. Louis is a very cool city, so.
Oh, it's slow, huh? Oh, okay, all right, but that's the country. All right. And then true, like, one, like, your parents had 11 children, that's including you, so you're one of 11 kids?
Yeah, I'm the second of 11.
Now, how does that work out? First of all, congratulations to your parents, because your parents was doing getting it popping. I'm just going to say that. But at the same time, like, How does coming from that bigger family, does that affect you in any type of way? Do you just have more support, or do you have, like, more people to worry about, or, you know, what? How does that work? Because that's a really big thing.
I think being from a large family has made me a stronger woman. I am the second oldest, so Like, I've had my siblings.
Oh, you're the second
like
oldest.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you said second oldest. So you got a lot of little brothers and sisters.
I'm the second oldest.
Okay.
So, I think that has made me the woman I am today. It's made me strong. You know, I did, like I said, I served 9 years in the service, so all my little siblings looked up to me, and there's about 5 of us that went into the military out of the 11. So my parents did a damn good job, and
And it's also interesting here because in high school, you were this is like total opposites here. You were a cheerleader, but you were ROTC as well. How does you just traded in one uniform for the other, or you just did both? Like you would go to cheer practice, and you would have to go throw on the ROTC uniform. How does that work?
Yes, I did both. I actually was the girl that would march in my uniform, in my cheerleading uniform. They couldn't stand me, but you know it is what it is. I did both.
And then in the Navy for 5 years, for 9 years. Let me also salute because I support anybody that does the armed service stuff because I will never be in anybody's Army, Navy, risking my life to go fight people. I'm not going to do it, so I should give props to everybody that does it. Now, but in the Navy, though, so what were you doing in the Navy? You kill somebody, or did you press a button that launched a torpedo at somebody? Like, you got a body count?
No. I was stationed on two ships. And I was aviation administration and pretty much, like, issuing out inspections on logbooks and stuff like that. I did a couple of cruises, and I met a lot of good people that are still in my life today. So it was a good experience. I think that any child that graduates should at least put in 2 years of the service, you know, just to serve their country. I think everybody should.
No, I'm sorry. I'm glad you feel that way. Very patriotic, but I'm not doing it.
It's not as bad as what people think it is. I think people would appreciate our country a lot more, you know?
I mean, because I don't know. Maybe it's a little different for me because I think they're going to put me in Kuwait somewhere or, you know, somewhere where there's no water, no TV, and somebody with like, you know, Unabombers and shit and everything, and I just can't. The one thing that I was always scared about the Army, and this is my biggest problem with at least the Army and shit like that, is that I'm going to be out somewhere with my platoon, you know, walking somewhere, you know, looking for something, but trying to do something, and I'm just going to catch that sniper rifle out of nowhere, and my life is going to be over, period. You know what I mean? Just done. That's crazy.
Well, you're talking about the Army, I get the Navy. So, I mean, I understand your concerns
But they're going to put me in the submarine, you know what I mean? And I don't like being underwater like that.
Not everybody is in the
submarine.
I can swim.
I have a sister who did the Air Force. My big sister did the Air Force.
Ooh,
and she was cool.
Fighter.
Yeah, she didn't have, you know, she traveled the country. She didn't have to go overseas or nothing. She traveled the country. She's been doing good and stuff. But my dad was a Marine. You know, he did his little stuff, but, you know, after, like, 8 years, he came back home, and, you know, he settled his life down and all that other stuff. But I also have a friend whose ex-boyfriend went to Iraq in the Army, you feel me, and almost lost his life. So, I mean, I also understand, you know, that other
right.
end of the spectrum, you know.
But you did that.
No,
but
I understand no problem. But I do understand that some people go straight into the Army and the Marines, and that right there is more dangerous than going into the Navy.
Exactly.
So. Now, like I said, doors have opened and closed in the industry and aspiring. You know, you have to roll with the punches. What's one of the hardest things you've had to deal with, you know, coming up in this industry? Because it is tough. And me personally, I feel for women, you know, there's a lot more things y'all have to kind of look out for in the game because, you know, people think y'all stupid or, you know, or is willing to do this or that or whatever and everything. I mean, what's one of the hardest things you have to overcome in order to keep, you know, moving forward as you've been doing?
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. Like, nothing really has came in my way that has, as far as the modeling, it's a side thing for me. It's something I do for pleasure on the side.
Okay.
Like, I have other things going on in my life, like an investor and doing real estate, and I'm educated. So, you know, the modeling thing is on the side.
bachelor's degree in marketing and shit. Right? Yes. In marketing. You know what I mean? Yes. I'm looking for management.
I'm a hustler by nature. So the modeling thing, like, I've never been the type to depend on, like, that, just my looks, or depend on anybody. So, yeah, it's just basically something that's for pleasure, you know, something I thought I would never be able to do after I got out the service, because I was 27 when I got out, and now I'm 34, and they still love my face. So I'm, you know, happy about that.
Nah, 34 doing it like that, man. Like I said, dog. Some of y'all older ladies taking them down right now. These young ladies are on some other shit. I know a few older ladies, you know, at least over in their early 30s and everything, that's taking the game over. So, I mean, like I said, and bachelor's degrees, and it's just fantastic. Because, like I said, you have those girls that are out there that are just getting by on their looks and can't do shit else. So it's like, when that's gone, what the fuck are you going to do? You know what I mean?
I don't condone it. And it gives everybody, women that are trying to make a good name for themselves and trying to inspire other people, a bad name and a bad rap. Because, like, even me running for this title, it was basically to, you know, it's basically, like, I've done charity work and stuff like that to inspire younger women, even, like, women my age, that it's never too late to get out there and do what, you know, push for your dreams. So...
And then what's some advice you would give to somebody? You know what I mean? Having been out there, and then again, I mean, number one, it seems like education first before you do anything else. But again, you know, there are people out there that, or what's some words of wisdom maybe you would pass on to somebody in trying to do or get out there like that, or trying to pursue these type of goals and dreams?
Well, I would tell them to, like, if there's something that you want, never give up, never stop trying to aspire what you want to be. It's never too late, and never depend on anybody. Never depend on anybody. Like, I had to be, I had to do everything myself. You know, like I said, I came from a large family, and going back to what you were saying about did it help or hurt, being from a large family, it helps because, you know, I had to do things, a lot of things myself. My mom and dad were never done raising kids. So, you know, it just taught me to be a better person in this world. Just never give up on your dreams. And never focus on one thing. Like, you know, people want to be rappers and models and video vixens and all that stuff. Like, that should not be your main focus. That's very competitive. That should just be something, unless you hit it big, that you're doing really for fun. So.
Yeah, bottom line. Two words, man. Shelly De Leon. Now, like I said, it's been a pleasure, as always. Now, but I'm asking, because I always got to ask, are you able to hang out the rest of the show, chop it up with us about whatever may transpire or whatever, or, you know, is Shelly a busy woman and you got other things to handle? It's not going to hurt my feelings either way.
No, I'm available. I'm available.
Oh, shit. Shelly's hanging out. All right. Well, we're going to give it a couple of tracks. And we're going to get back to this porn talk, because, like I said, we weren't done finishing up this discussion real quick, you know. So we'll be right back. Shelly De Leon hanging out tonight. Dagger's newest beauty of the week, Queen V in the building. What am I going to play? Let me see. We're going to do it like this. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Remember, if you want to call in and get in on this, 661-621-7559. It's always in the queue. Press one to holler at us, West Coast Wednesday, home night. We'll be right back.
Work like the Dr. Pepper Snapple, group I can make you squirt. Risen major flirt, see how I be raising skirts high enough you couldn't even tell it gave me raising skirts.
Gotta keep the real time. what this shit gon' sit. Say your girl is over. It's bedtime, legs crossed, all up on my shoulder. Hey, okay. I'm going deep, deep. She drifting everywhere. I'm going all in. We bought the break the bed.
Yeah. know it's been some time in a while since you had that. Let me do that for you, baby. I got what you want. Like a light dawn. I'm here if you want me. Yeah. Oh.
My bad. I had the mute button off. Okay, we're back. West Coast Wednesday, Hump Night. Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Shelly, De Leon.
I'm here. Yeah.
All right, for sure. Everybody's still in the building. Now, I've got to ask a couple of quick tester questions real quick, Shelly, if you don't mind. Because, you know, I got to figure out who I'm, like, dealing with because we get into the other side of the show because, you know, this is the part of the show because that professional stuff, I mean, that was the professional stuff. Now we're in the this is just what we do type shit. So I don't want to scare you off or anything, okay? I just want to make sure that's my little disclaimer right there. So first things first, we got to know. 420 friendly, are we a smoker? Do we smoke? Do we smoke weed?
No.
No weed smoke. Ooh, that's rare. I kind of like that, though. It's interesting, but, okay, we're smokers over here, though, so don't mind it. Right, but,
okay.
Drink? Alcohol, social drinker, not drink at all? We drink and weed free?
Yes, I'm definitely a social drinker. I got to have me a drink
social
or two
drinker.
Or three. Yes.
Oh, two or three. Yeah, all right, here we go. Now we're talking. Okay, two or three. Now, when we're drinking, though, what do we drink? What do we drink?
I like vodka. I like vodka.
What brand?
Okay, for sure.
What's your favorite
vodka? We feel good.
I like Grey Goose.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. I kind of go over to the dark side a little bit, too. Sometimes I'll get the Hennessy in. It just depends, but I'm more of a vodka type.
Okay.
All right.
I feel it.
Just had to make sure, because if we could at least have a drink or something like that, you know, I just feel worried about somebody that, you know, people that just don't do nothing. And so it's like, what do you really do then? You know what I mean?
They're lying.
So, all right. Now, kids?
Yes, I have two daughters.
Uh-oh, congratulations. All right, now.
Thanks, I have a 10 and a 7-year-old.
Ten and seven.
Mm-hmm.
All right, is father in the picture? I guess I'm only asking because I mean it helps me direct on where people are, if I'm allowed.
Well,
to.
he's my ex-husband. We were married when we had our children, and yes, he's in my life.
Okay, cause that's good. So y'all just had that. Y'all got that healthy Mr. Mike. Okay, that's
good.
Okay,
co-parenting is good. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, that's good. See, I like that. Okay. See, I kind of know who I'm talking to now. So, yeah, Shelly. So, now the question is, because we were talking about porn before you got in here. So, I mean, I'm sorry. Do you watch porn?
Yeah, I do. I watch porn.
She's like,
no, she's like, you were embarrassed to say so.
Exactly. She laughed and
no,
was like,
honestly,
yeah. She said it all in there, right?
I just got into watching porn. Maybe like, you know, about 3 or 4 years ago. Before I couldn't do it, I didn't like it, but I love it now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is interesting.
Okay.
Okay, well, this is interesting. So why up until 3 years ago you didn't like it? Why couldn't you fuck with porn up until 3 years ago?
You know what? I don't know. I just told you. You know what? I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you exactly why. Because
yeah, keep it 1,000. Let's go.
Because I use it for masturbation. Like I went a whole year of being I didn't have any sex, you know, celibate. So yeah.
Yeah, I can't do it.
So I used it for that. I used it for that, and it was awesome.
Okay.
Well, okay, because that's what I use porn mainly for. I like it for the entertainment sometimes too. When I first got introduced to porn, I laughed at it because I was like, no, there's no way that I'm gonna watch this shit. But I have a little brother. I have a little brother who was very active in that department. But, so I would come home and like kind of catch him sometimes, or I would flip on the TV and there would be porn in the DVD player, and he would take it out, and I would laugh at it. I would sit there and laugh at it, but now I use it for that purpose.
I mean, this was really good girl thing. I mean, girls really sit down like by themselves or whatever, sometimes whatever, lay back, watch porn, and masturbate like for real, and do that.
I
watch porn for totally different reasons. It's amazing.
I haven't sat there and watched it with, you know, with a partner or anything like that. I haven't did that yet, but.
Okay, so what works for you then? So what works for you, Shay? What kind of porn do you watch? What type of porn do you watch? Just basic shit. I mean, like girl on girl.
I like threesome porn. I would never engage in one, but I like threesome porn.
Is it two guys and a girl or two girls and a guy?
No, it has to be two girls and a guy because to me, like women, they're more sensual with everything. So it's better. Two men, I don't think two men is sexy at all. Two men and a woman.
That's just a whole other. That's interesting. Okay, man. I mean, I just look at porn a totally different way. Like I said, when I sit up there and watch porn, I look at something that's going to make me laugh. I try to look at something that's going to make me laugh. Because there's some of the shit that I watch. I mean, I watch, like, we talked about, who is it, Crack Whore Confessions? I watch shit like that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you ever heard of this. And this is when, I forget the dude's name, but it's just the guy, but he's talking to, like, crackheads, though, right? And he sits down, they give him their whole story, talk about how dudes beat him up, you know what I mean, the shit they did for crack and everything like that, and he literally just goes ahead and takes these bitches down too at the same time. I mean, it's a whole production thing to it, you know, but it's more entertaining with sex involved. But girls really just find something that, but girls, I'm getting the impression that y'all sit there and really find something that y'all like, ooh, this is hot, and y'all sit back and just be all fake to it, huh? Like, this shit is amazing to me, like. That's interesting because when I watch porn like with somebody, it always turns into something like let's play the game, let's do what they doing on the screen type shit. You know what I mean? It's not really because it's more like a challenge. When I watch porn with somebody, it's like, okay, let's do what they do, and let's see if we can outlast them, or, you know, let's do exactly what they do, or, you know, just weird shit like that. It was never like, I never actually had to watch porn with somebody in order to get them excited. You know, I literally sat up with somebody watching a porn and sat there and dissected it. Like, I can't believe it. So you see this shit, you know, pointing out shit. You ever do that, point out shit in porn? Like, what the fuck is that? That shit don't make no sense. These motherfuckers can't act. What kind of dialogue is that? You know what I mean? And the one thing I really hate about porn, which really bothers me, is because I like amateur porn. Like I said, I like shit that's shot from like people's like cell phones and shit like that. That's the type of shit that I like. But I can't stand low budget video porn. And you know what I mean, though, right? Like low budget video porn, where it's like cheesy music, you see the same motel rooms that niggas can go to on their own type shit, you know, where they just brought it into one light. You know the type of pornos I'm talking about? Like, they walk down the street and pick this bitch up and say, I'll give you $200 to come over here to this motel room real quick and we can make this happen. You know what I mean? That type of porn?
Yeah, that type of porn where you can't really see the action.
Where you see the cameraman where you see the cameraman in the mirror type shit. You know what I mean? Like, don't give a fuck type shit. That shit's boring. I don't know. I'm weird. I watch shit, like I said, I watch shit like Bang Bus, where it may be fake, but at the same time, it may not be. Check this one out, though, Shelly. You want some shit that'll trip you out? Go watch Black on Black Crimes. Black on Black Crimes. Yeah. Go watch that. I'm not even going to tell you what's in it. I don't want to tell you because I'm afraid you're not going to go watch it. But go ahead and go take a peek at that. But, oh, man, I'm sorry. I'm drinking. Y'all got to excuse me, trying to focus. talking about porn.
Like, how do we get to that? But okay, I can talk about that too.
We can talk about anything over here. But I mean, as far as stick to the porn thing, and then again, I can only watch black porn. I do very little interracial stuff sometimes. Sometimes I do interracial, but there has to be a black person involved. I can't watch white people and like Chinese.
No.
Or sometimes I can't lie. I watch Chinese porn sometimes. Chinese porn is fun. Them motherfucking Chinese people be fun.
I never watched no Chinese porn a day in my life.
Yeah, never watched
no
Chinese porn. Them
motherfuckers.
If you just want to laugh, I mean, it's just pure laugh. I can't see anybody like really jacking off or masturbating this type of shit. But if you just want some pure laughs, these motherfuckers. I was watching one Japanese porno. There was a hundred people. I don't know what the name of it was, but it was simultaneous fucking. There was like 100 Chinese bitches.
That was an orgy.
No, it wasn't that. Look, here, let me explain. This is why it was weird. Like I said, you know how Chinese people do that weird shit? Like, there was some shit, they did some show where, remember the Olympics, and the Chinese people did the Olympics, and it was all in unison and sync, and they did this whole production and shit or whatever. Remember how that shit went down in China? Y'all saw that?
No.
This is what the fuck these motherfuckers was doing. But no, imagine like 100 bitches. And like 100 Chinese dudes, 100, so 200 people, 100 girls, 100 guys, 100 mats on the ground. It was synchronized fucking. Like the girls would lay down, all the 100 dudes would get on top, and they was all fucking missionaries. And then they would all switch simultaneously and put one leg up, two legs up, to the side. All 100 of them simultaneously was doing this together. And I'm I'm looking at this like, I don't even know why I watched it, but I know why I watched it, because I couldn't believe that 100 people, 200 people were sitting here fucking in unison. Like, you got to, and I mean unison, like, you got to think like synchronized swimmers. They was like all together, like they had practiced this shit or something, you know?
Yeah, no.
And I'm like
that's
Chinese porn is funny.
Yeah, you lost me there.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I only do black people. Yes, I agree with that. But every now and again, I kind of like that interracial shit. But just like you said, it's got to, like, I usually like the black girl and then like the different race guy. Like the white guy or the Asian guy or whatever, getting it popping. Just, you know,
because
I don't know, maybe that's my inner instincts, because I've never, like, I've always wanted to date outside my race, but I've never done that before. So I'm just like, okay, maybe,
fuck a white
you know. That's not it.
Queen of that jackrabbit. You know, white people fuck like jackrabbits. You know what I mean? They do that hardcore. I mean,
I don't like that shit. Personally, I have one time with an Italian guy, and just what you said, like, he didn't know what the hell he was doing.
They just do that dog shit. You ever see how dogs fuck? How dogs just hop on something and start fucking, and then they're done, they just hop right off. That's how white people get down. I'm sorry. Black people got rhythm. You're supposed to have rhythm.
Yeah,
you know, this is what I mean. You know, the best way, this is how, at least for me, I can always tell if somebody kind of fucks good in a sense, or at least has good sex or whatever, something like that. This is why clubs and shit is so dangerous. Dancing will tell you and give you a little bit of an incline to somebody's sexual prowess, in my opinion. Because, again, at least as far as black people go, and y'all can tell me if I'm wrong as far as black people go, or in my opinion, I feel when we have sex, there's a rhythm to it. You know what I mean? It's not just, you know, it's kind of its own little dance to it, right? You gotta feel your partner out. You gotta know what works. You gotta know what you can handle, you know. And you gotta just do it right. And you gotta move with the person. You know, let's take it to the dance world, right? Let's make this comparison of fucking and dancing. You know, you ever been on the dance floor with somebody who has no idea what the fuck they're doing?
Mm-hmm.
You're dancing with somebody, you know, that. And it's funny because, and think of it essentially too, you dance with this person, they have no idea how to dance or what they're doing, but they think they own, and they think they dancing good and everything like that. Like, nah, you got this shit all fucked up, right? Like, I'm not.
I've seen who do that? Mexicans. Like, they do that. Like, I've gone to the club, and, like, I'll be dancing, and, like, they'll walk up on you, like, yeah, what's up? Like, gee, you want to dance? And I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm in here trying to have a good time. What's up? What's popping? And then they try to, like, they do that thrust motion, like, while you dancing, and it's like,
like
a jackrabbit, like, no, I can't fuck with you, like, get away from me.
But you know the thing with the Mexicans, though, they kind of like that, too, because the Mexican girls be like that. This is why, I mean, I'm kind of cool. Like I said, I'm the type of person, I have no problems with people, you know, being with who they want to be with. But I also feel like, you know, there's a reason they're different races. It's because kind of like people stick with their races. You know what I mean? Black people handle shit a certain way. Mexicans handle shit a certain way. Like I said, I've seen two Mexicans fuck. You ever watch pornos with Mexicans fucking? It looks weird. Like, this shit is weird as fuck.
See,
that's the
way
you do gotta do. You gotta broaden your point. You gotta look at how these other races fuck. Japanese people. Fucking Mexicans, the Indians and shit. The Indians that be over there covered up in sheep, they be getting their fuck on too. You know what I mean? But you can tell, like, oh my God, we sitting over here talking about fucking important shit. But I'm just saying, Mexicans, they kind of have that jackrabbit shit too. But I think it's more that's just how, you know, Mexicans have to be fast across the border. You know what I mean? That's just naturally how they're built. So they just, Mexicans have kids fast. You know, Mexicans get pregnant fast. They just do everything fast. You know, it's not, that's just how they get down. Like, arriba, rapido. You know, that's just how they get down. There's no, like I said, when you watch these other porns with different races and everything, I'm not trying to sound racist again. Don't mind me. I'm a little under the influence and everything. Like I said, whoever's out there, I got no beef with Mexicans or anything. This is just my opinion. And feel free to say, fuck what you say in Dagger at any time. I'm letting y'all know that. But I'm still going to speak my piece.
I should have had me a shot before this interview.
See, and
we should have had a couple of shots, two or three,
but it's just, like I said, I've actually witnessed, like, Mexicans fucking, like, seen it firsthand and everything, and I get what you guys are saying about things that are attractive. Black women are the most beautiful thing to me. That's what they are. You know, I love them. I love everything about them. You know, they bomb to me. So everything's got – but there's a couple little Mexicans out there that's like, ooh, you know, she like this, that. You know, she cute, but I wouldn't be like – I don't get turned on, you know, by her. You know what I mean? In that sense. But then – and then there's not a lot of – I'm going to say this, and like I said, it's not like I be judging dudes and everything like that, but I don't see that many Mexicans out there that's just like on fire and hot like that, if you get what I'm saying.
Me neither.
You know what I mean?
No.
Dominican
or Puerto Rican or Cuban or something like that. No. Mexican.
Like,
me
so
after they already, you know, turn 20, 21, it's a wrap because they already have.
No, we
going
there.
We have about 5 kids already by the time they're 21. So,
that's
pretty much a wrap.
So. And, you know, you don't ever see that many single Mexicans anyway. Mexicans, you know, like them, the families like yours, no offense, Shelly, or whatever, they be having, like, you know, 10, 11 kids just off top. But everybody in the family got 10, 11 kids and shit, you know, not just they decide to have a big family.
Thing,
that's just what they do.
Yeah, but they're so family-oriented. Like, you know, like I used to work with Mexicans. I used to work with nothing but Mexicans. So they used to tell me about their whole little family life. Like, they live at home. Like, even when they have boyfriends, like –
like, I used to have conversations with them, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to drive out to go see my dude or whatever. And they're like, oh, you spend the night with him? I'm like, yeah, I spend the night with him. Like, you know, why? When I was at home and I was 23, we had a curfew. You had to be at home. And if my boyfriend did live with us, it was this way. And if we got pregnant, then we all came together as a family until I was able to move out. Like, they're really family oriented. And even if you are out here fucking around, it's like, oh, nope, we all finna take care of this baby. Oh, you had another baby. Oh, we all finna take care of this baby until y'all can start getting together to where, yeah, to where they can move out and stuff. Like, they really family oriented. But if you out here really just fucking around and having babies, they all take care of their babies and just, you feel me? But it's just, it's amazing to me. Like, they be out here.
They look out for each other. I mean, they look out.
My ex-husband, he's of the Spanish descent. But I should have said that before. But yeah, his family is like that. Like, they have their, his stepsister is still living at home. She's like 30, in her 30s. And a lot of them, they're all still living at home. And his sisters, they started having kids at 14. They're like 20 with three kids.
Damn, at 14?
See?
Look at his sisters.
That's craziness.
So, yeah,
at
like,
fucking 14.
Yeah,
they have a key to the they're supposedly women or whatever at 15 or 16, right? They're going to be celebrating this shit. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, they start
crazy.
Yeah, they start their woman, like, you know, celebrating that at
15.
So, yeah.
And then also different races. Like I said, you gotta watch foreign. Y'all gotta watch foreign porn too. Like, is the difference between like Germans fucking and Russians fucking? It's really interesting. Like, it really comes down to like not just race, but like countries and shit. No, and y'all want to see some black people fucking? I'm talking about true black people fucking. Watch some African porn. Watch these motherfuckers in Africa and see why they all got AIDS and all kind of diseases and shit over there.
Oh, my God.
Them motherfuckers, I'm just saying, them motherfuckers over there don't give a fuck about nothing. Like I said, I was watching one. It was like, think like a block party, right? Like, you know how people have block parties, you cut off one entrance, you cut off the other entrance on the street, and everybody's just in the street party and having a good time, right? Think like a block party, but it's in the middle of like a desert. Ain't no concrete. It's just a dirt. It's just there's a big fire in the middle. You know, really like the movie shit, but it's nothing but dirt. They have everybody outside. Everybody's dressed. It's not completely out there African, but you know they got on like shorts and sandals and shit. You know, that type of shit. And you see all the huts on the side and little buildings and everything or whatever. But they out in the streets like dancing, partying and everything. And then the camera moves over. And then you see these two people start, like, really grinding on each other and everything and all. Like, okay, like, all right. Like, then you see the bitch literally lay down in the dirt. Dirt. Not dirt. Like you go to the park and you lay down on the dirt, take your shorts off, and this dude pulled his pants down and started fucking right there in the dirt next to the fire in front of everybody else that was still dancing around, partying or whatever, doing whatever they was doing. Now, see, on one side, I like to think, like, yeah, if it was me, I'd take it down. I'm not type of freak. I do it anywhere. I don't give a fuck who watching, who, whatever, but it depends on who I'm with, you know what I mean, and who I'm with and what we're doing. But I don't give a fuck who watching. I don't care. Take some notes. Pull out a pen and paper. Take some notes. See how to probably wax some, you know, take some pussy down and or, you know, all right, what's that called, voyeurism or something like that. I have no problem with that. But the fact that, but you know, the part that kills me is that, you know what I mean, you're out here in the middle of this dirt road having whatever kind of little party you think you have and everything like that. And you just thought, you know what, as a female, you just going to lay down on the ground with your bare, on the dirt, like no towel, you know, no, maybe didn't even lay your shirt down for her or something. Like I would at least lay down my shirt maybe or something, like maybe try to, you know, get some of these pebbles out of your ass and your pussy and shit, but.
No, I want to see fuck because they dance like just so provocative, and if I could just go there and learn how to shake my ass the way they do, it'd be on and pop it. Like, could nobody stop me from shit? Them fucking Jamaicans and them fucking Haitians and shit. They just fucking shit up. they be fucking it up.
Oh, the dudes that be jumping, the dudes that be jumping off the speakers and shit, and the pussy and everything.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Yeah. That deadly wine. You want to see? You want to see that deadly wine, right?
Like, if I could just give me a month off,
no,
and go and just shake my ass real quick, come back and be like, okay.
I want you too.
Yeah, you got me fucked
them
up.
Them bitches
yeah.
be doing that. Them bitches be going crazy and doing that.
They
be trying to shake their head around and everything. How they be shaking their head around like that. Could you imagine the bitch trying to, I couldn't imagine the bitch giving me some hair, shaking her head around like that. Like, da 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 back to my head. Like, are you kidding?
Like, for real.
Okay,
like, I think that would be
here's
so
an interesting
cool.
question. I got one before we get up out of here, because you got to get ready to get up out of here. So, but before we get up out of here, I got one for you. If you could see any two people fuck, put any two people together, who would you put together? And actually, see, and I'm talking like live, like you're sitting there with a bag of popcorn, watching. Who would you want to see fuck in front of you? You could put any two people together. You could put any two people together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good question. Come on.
I was just going to say for entertainment, Whoopi Goldberg.
Wow.
And who, though? Who's fucking Whoopi Goldberg?
Just for entertainment, not for anything else, because, yeah, clearly she couldn't do shit for me, but I don't know who the other person would be. I don't know.
Yeah, but wow. Whoopi Goldberg.
So I can't even imagine her fucking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could imagine it. It was pretty, but I could imagine it. You know, I guess that's a guy thing. I could imagine anybody fucking. It's not a pretty thing, but I mean, it's not gonna look right. But because I mean, everybody fucks. I mean, unless you're a nun or something like that. I mean, everybody gets there. I mean, shit. Somebody taking something down. What about you, Queen? Who'd you put together? You got two people you would put together? Or you want to put together? Entertainment or masturbation? Either entertainment just for fun, because it would be funny. Or masturbation-wise, somebody you would really want to watch?
The only two people in my, like, because I've always wondered, like, you know, what, because they make bread together. They you feel me? Like, yeah, they're in
Jay-Z
the media.
Jay-Z and Beyonce?
Like yeah.
Ew.
And the only reason why,
I
like,
want to see Jay-Z.
Because
I don't want to see
you know what, and the reason why I say that is because it's like, all right, you feel me? Like out in public, like they so classy. You feel me? Like they don't. You feel me? You don't really hear about none of that drama. You don't hear about none of that bullshit. You feel me? Like
but
they got. You feel me? They get out here,
ugly, right?
Get money together. He is ugly, but wait.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you the reasons why I feel like I would want to see that. It's like okay, yeah, it's like. Beyonce get on stage and shake her ass. Like, you feel me? You can tell from the way that she get on stage that she a low-key motherfucking freak. And then it's like, Jay-Z is ugly but got these big ass, just ginormous. Like, that nigga's just ugly. But his lips, I'm like, yeah, that nigga's probably eat the shit out of her pussy, like, on a regular basis. But, like, you feel me? In my head, I can't, you feel me? I would think that they probably be kind of prudish in the bedroom. Like, I think that that's how their life would be. But at the same time, it's like, well, what if they in there really fucking shit up? Like, you feel me?
Here's what I want to see, though. Here's what I want to see. I want to see Janet Jackson and Jada Pinkett getting fucked by Samuel L. Jackson. That's what I want to see. That's
what I want to see. You thought about this before.
I mean, nah, it just came up the top of my head. Why? Because already I like Janet, you know, Jada Pinkett was my original, you know, is my girl. That's how I see it. Jada Pinkett is always going to be bomb to me. She was bomb, you know, short hair, long hair. The only time I didn't like Jada Pinkett was when she was in Woo. I didn't like her in that movie. I don't know why. And I didn't like her in Jason's Lyric. I didn't like her curl from Jason's Lyric. It wasn't attractive. There's only two times I didn't like Jada Pinkett. Besides that, Jada Pinkett can always get it. Then... like I said, Janet Jackson is the original freak. You know what I mean? Ever since, like, Control and all that shit back in the day and everything like that, Janet been on. Why I throw Samuel L. in there? Because I can just imagine Samuel L. yelling. You know how Samuel L. Jackson always yells? And I can just see him like, oh, this pussy good. Like, you know, I can just see him, like, yelling and saying all kinds of shit. I can just see him like, oh, Lord, yeah. Like, you know, that's Samuel L. Like, so... So I just feel like, you know, that would be the ultimate, you know. You know how they be paying celebrities to box each other and fight each other and shit. They should make it, whatever secret society is out there or whatever, where all this money is, they need to pay Janet, Jada, and Lawrence, not Lawrence Fishburne. Why am I saying Lawrence Fishburne? They need to pay Janet. He would also be funny, too. Look, there's the two of them. Any combination of those two. You put either Samuel L. and Lawrence Fishburne in with either Janet Jackson or Jada Pinkett. Any combination will work. Why throw Lawrence Fishburne in there? Because, like I said, he's Morpheus. But he's got to have the bald head and the glasses with no sides on it when he's fucking. That's the only way it's going to work. He's got to be Morpheus. He can't be none of them other roles.
Oh, my God.
But look, and it was both in the Matrix. You could put Morpheus fucking Jada Pinkett, like how they was in this together in the movie, like for real, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would be the business. That would be the business. Of course, I didn't like Jada's hair in that either. I couldn't even pull on that. How do you even hit that from the back with her shit all wild and everything, man? That shit was crazy.
Yeah, no.
If you whoop somebody ass, it worked out. But, all right, y'all. We talked enough before everything. Shelly, like that. Thanks for hanging out with us, man. It's been a pleasure. Any shout-outs you want to give, make sure you drop your links. I'm going to apologize now because I posted up your pictures, but I did it from my phone. So when I get to a landline, I'll be able to add your bio to it and everything like that or whatever. But like I said, you never know who's out there listening. So make sure you let them know where they can find you at, holler at you at. Make sure you keep in contact with us about the show coming up in Hollywood. Like, we're going to try to do what we can to get people out there.
Well, you can follow me on Shelly DeLeon on Facebook. Our National Face of Givenchy 2014 on Facebook as well. And I just want to give a shout-out to my 10 siblings and my beautiful mom and dad. I love you guys so much, and I hope you guys are listening somewhere out there.
All right. And Shelly, look, you got the number now. Like I said, you know where we at. We got about 5 shows, like I said. You're more than welcome to call in whenever you want to. Next time, after about 3 or 4 shots, you know what I mean? You're always welcome to holler. All right, we're going to be right here. So it's okay. All right.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure. All right.
No problem. Anytime. All right. Have a good night. Queen, any shots you want to give real quick before we get about here, all that good stuff?
You guys, Twitter, @RealBangOut. @RealBangOut, right? I think, yeah, that's right. That's right. It's right.
I don't know. Dagger still don't tweet. I don't tweet. Dagger don't tweet.
Hush, Dagger. It's @RealBangOut. That's what it is, y'all. So y'all can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, BangOut Radio, Facebook, BangOut Radio. If you guys want to follow me, I'm on Instagram @BangOut. No. That's not where I'm at. Y'all can definitely go there, though. Y'all can follow my Instagram @CaliQueenV, V-E-E, @QueenV. Where else am I at? I'm on Twitter at the same address. I'm faded, y'all. Fuck. I'm about to go in here and continue to drink, too. I'm about to kill the rest of this bottle off. Not even over yet. I think that's it. I did my Twitter. You guys can, it's artists. You guys can send me your music at queenvvee1991@gmail.com. That is queenvvee1991@gmail.com. And I think that's all my links. Yeah, y'all could talk to me. I'll talk back.
That's right, y'all. The Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. I got a lot of links. I don't know all the my screen names to them, so I'm just going to say if you put in the Dagger MF, because that's the Dagger motherfucker, you know, you'll pretty much find me. You can always Google us here on Bang Out Radio. I guess I go through the lineup. Make sure you tune in. Ooh. Make sure you tune in this Friday for Fuck You Fridays. I may have something popping off, and we're gonna do the introductions, so it ought to be interesting to see how it goes. Live and in full effect, so that ought to be interesting. That's from 8 to 10 this Friday. Saturday, Sundays, 8 to 10, playing titles from the top independent artists from around the world. Triple M Show on Music Mondays, All Music No Talk, all right? Turned Up Tuesdays with the motherfucking Hood Geeks, them crazy-ass niggas, 8 to 10, and then we're right back here next week. West Coast Wednesday, something nice, Dagger Queen, the adult matters and adult topics. So, yeah, that's how it go down. Thank you for being here. Make sure you send me your music, too, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And that's what it is. I hope y'all love. I hope y'all enjoyed tonight. I hope somebody's helping something. And we'll see y'all later.
Damn, girl. You make a nigga want to sing right about now.
Are you with it, girl? Cause that's what I need.
Yeah, that's what
I need. A with it, girl, that knows how to please.
Gotta know.
But how if you ain't with it, girl, then you can be on your way. Yeah, yeah.
Think about when I'm on. All the precious lessons, sessions are getting some dome. All the girls that I had, all the lives that I touched, all the late night castles and all the big booty sluts. I sit back and I laugh, proceed to smoking some weed. I visualize the one, the witty girl that I need. If she with it, I did it. If I did it, she with it. If she got it, I get it. She like the way that I spit it. She's shy and timid, but with whatever I say. And if I get her alone, we gon' for more than a day. If she like it, I love it. Then I shove it inside. Then I ask her, whose is it? And she tell me it's mine. She be rubbing my back and she be rolling my weed. She be making me food and I be making her scream. Light skin thick with hips and long hair. I need a witty girl with her dub in the air.
Are you with it, girl? Cause that's what I need. I need a witty girl knows how to please.
She got no, she got no.
If you ain't with me, girl, then you can be on your way. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's the tenth time,
girl, girl. Come on, let's play. Let's play.
One night like Lionel Richie, but your pussy be calling me, like come and get me. That outfit you in got me thinking, how can I set some trends? Fit you in, bend a corner, get a room and get it in. What's love got to do with it? We strong folks. Fist a drink, cush the blow, we stay on. She said she wanna make love to a Scorpio, no Romeo. Fuck her like we belong in a hardcore porno. Gutter, not get on stilettos, rocking dresses better than them top models. Deep throat and swallows, bitches a goddess. Serious rider, Mac and Rod, Theory the answer. Kush and Molly stripper, quite little mama, what's happening? You in the presence of a full-blown grinder. Body on point, but she shy for a sider. Even though she from the birds, I'm in the hood with the trifling. Swear don't have a chance, she was turned off by a rider.
I'm with it, girl, cause that's what I need.
That's what I need.
I need a with it, girl.
Talking,
no more playing. Show me what that pussy about. I lick it, stick it, rub it, dip it, make it drip and stretch it out. Rookie, no, that isn't me. I'm 4DB. I aim to please. I hope your hair is really yours and not pulling out your weed. So make sure it's so
tight,
like I want them pussy walks. So when I'm
way up in it,
pussy flowing like Niagara Falls, sucking dick and licking balls. When I call, she always has a 4DB. Takes his time, but fuck some hard and faster. If we fucking on a boat, then girl, you call me Captain Stabbing. Fuck her mouth like it's a pussy with it. Girls be ghetto gagging, booty clapping.
Damn, it's cracking.
It's what we do. See, with it, girls be fucking. Girls,
girls be fucking with it.
They pussy shaved up very trim. I love it when they body smooth. Looking good and smelling right. I'll eat it, girl. I like to drool. Maybe do some crazy shit like busting nut and leave it in. But it's in her mouth for ass. No way she's getting pregnant then.
With it, girl,
cause that's what I need.
What I need.
I need a with it, girl. Knows how to please.